Shut up, you're ruining my cake samples!
Adam, I miss Power Rangers like the equations miss water.
Cody, the undying parasite on this podcast's underbelly.
Ray, the ninja is not a winger.
And sometimes why? I mean Amber.
Hey, hey, Ranger fans, this is Jay Cupwater 03 from OrphanLegacy.com. Welcome to the grid where four gays and sometimes why talk shit about Power Rangers, Super Sentai, and our fandom at large. This is episode 67 of the grid. I've called it Nininkumpoops. Hashtag that. Okay, so first, let me introduce my co-hosts. Up first is the master of the Legacy Databases and vice president of OrphanLegacy.com. Hi, Ray.
Howdy.
How's it going?
I'm fantastic.
Good, good. Next is the commentary kid on YouTube. Hey, Cody.
Hey, Jay.
It's been a long time.
Has it?
Doesn't feel like we haven't had an episode in a really long time?
Yeah, I think it's been like 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I feel. Sad Panda, get it? Adam's not here this week because he sucks. Yeah, if you're listening to this, Adam, you suck. Okay, Adam's not here this week, so filling in for him is our good friend Amber, and sometimes why Amber, yay!
Sup, bro?
Sup. Okay, and last but not least is, Victor, who is leaving us this episode. So, Victor, say your goodbye to your listeners. I know we're all going to miss you very much.
We are.
Well, definitely. Yeah, I'm only here for a hot minute, because I gotta go. But
watch some Firefly?
that would make me happy, because, I mean, everyone thinks that because I'm leaving the fandoms that I'm having a time in my life. I'm having actually a pretty horrible past 2 weeks, so that's the thing. But, yes, things in my life are changing rapidly, and I can no longer do this podcast and many other things. So, first of all, don't take it personally, Gritters, if you think I'm leaving you, because I'm leaving everyone, including the whole website. It's not like I hate Power Rangers or I hate the grid. I'm literally leaving the entire internet. The Digimon rewatch will probably still keep going forever until we're done, but other than that, no more anything for me. I hate the internet and I'm leaving, you know.
He's rage quitting.
You know, like, I used to like Power Rangers, and like, half the joke about me on this show is that, oh, he doesn't even like anything. But, like, I used to, and I think it's because I was forcing myself to review and talk about things. Like, if I didn't have a website or a podcast, I think I would have enjoyed Super Mega Force a lot more.
No, you wouldn't have.
No, I wouldn't have. It's really terrible.
Yeah. Let's be real here.
That's how it feels with Ninja, though.
Yeah,
like,
so,
if it's
I think so, this is yeah. a good time. Because I also, like, I loved as a kid watching, like, Zio and thinking, who's a Gold Ranger going to be? Holy shit, it's Jason. But if there was Twitter and shit at the time, we would have known that, like, what, 2 years in advance, and it wouldn't be fun.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
So,
very true.
Yeah, I'm leaving all, like, I'm not going to follow any news sites or anything. I'm still going to watch the shows. I'm going to watch Diamond Charge. It's awesome. I'm probably not going to keep watching The Ninja because it's not awesome.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I'm not leaving forever. If you guys do a special episode on, like, the Lionsgate movie, or if you do another, like, a 3-year anniversary, I'll come back. But, like, my life,
yeah,
I can't do this every 2 weeks anymore. That's just where my life is right now.
Yeah. Well, we're all going to miss you very much.
We are.
Well, thank
yeah,
you
true.
For having me for all this time.
Almost 20 episodes with us, right? Or almost 20, maybe?
20 of the best episodes of the podcast ever.
Is that the longest the straight guys lasted on the show?
I think so. Congratulations, you win that title.
So well, speaking of which, I have some things to tell you guys. I met this guy.
It happened.
If he tells you he's versatile, he's a liar.
No, I'm kidding. What the hell is that?
Yeah, sound effects now.
Bitch, I got
oh my
sound
God.
Now.
I'm
okay.
leaving when the sound effects start. Well,
we're getting fancy now.
Well, there you go.
Moving on up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I gotta go. Have fun talking about fake news and Dino and Dragon Ball premieres and stuff and ninja shows.
Yay,
fucking ninjas.
All right, well, I guess we'll see.
All right, bye, guys. I love you.
Bye.
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 Thanks for having me.
All right, guys. Well, so long to Victor. So now that Victor's gone, that officially makes us the gayest Power Ranger podcast in history.
Totally.
And sometimes why?
Yay!
Wait. Yay! And if Adam were here now, I'm sure he'd say something very long and drawn out.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, Adam's not here, so we're going to have to be a little extra gay, I guess, or whatever. If this is the shortest episode of The Grid, you know why at home.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. Dun, 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 kidding. Dun. Just kidding, Adam. You know just I love you kidding. Like my luggage. Right. So, let's get back to the show. Let's actually do a Grid episode, right? So, let me announce some shit from Morphin Legacy stuff. So, stuff you need to know. The July Ranger of the Month is Tanya, who Nakia Brice was just recently on our show, BT Dubs. If you haven't listened to that, you should, because it was awesome. Tanya is our July Ranger of the Month. Our next live stream is this coming up Saturday, July 11th. It's week 2 of our Best of Red Rangers, so don't miss that. It's going to be pretty awesome. Also, the week after that is going to be a pretty awesome stream. I won't tell you what it is, but it's going to be awesome, so look forward to that, too. One last thing regarding the website. I don't think I mentioned this because it was so long ago we did an episode, and we were kind of obsessed with Karen. I don't remember if we did that or not. But there is a Philip John Marie interview. Did I mention that last
time? Yeah, that came out the same day that I think the Karen Ashley interview came out.
Oh, right, and I pretended like, yeah, I remember. Time to reboot.
Oops.
But yeah. The Philip John Marie interview is in our interview section in the Legacy databases, so look for that. Plus, look, for, you know, read all those other interviews that are in there, too. They're awesome.
Good
and
reads.
I have more. Good reads. Good time. So, like I said earlier, this episode is entitled Nincompoops because we are doing some changes to Art and Ninja reviewing, but I won't tell you about that until we get to that part. But
thank
we have
God.
So much news to talk about. Yeah, we waited long enough that we actually have news to talk about, so let's talk about it. As we started recording, some news broke on Twitter, thanks to Mr. Change Dragon, and apparently Ali Deckel, the president of Saban Brands, is stepping down. And will no longer be the president of Saban Brands. So, sad day.
Yes, very sad. He built Saban Brands up from whatever ooze it came out of. Ivan's ooze.
Right. And regardless of the quality of the show, the brand itself, like, almost, I think, like the worth of Saban Brands, Saban Crapper Group, multiplied by 8 since he's been president.
Yeah.
So, that's a good thing. But it's sad that he's leaving, so. Yeah, every time I met him, he was really nice, so. We don't know what's going to happen. We're going to have a new president at Saban Brands.
As long as Judd is in charge of the show, that's all that matters.
That is really all that matters.
And we get good toys.
Yes. And, yeah. So, that's all I got to really say about that. So, bye, Ellie. See you later.
Bye.
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 Yeah. So, that was breaking news. So, we didn't really have much to say about that because that literally happened like a half hour
literally.
Ago. So, we might have more to say about that when they name a new president, but for now on, let's move on. And so, lots of stuff to talk about Dino Charge. We'll get to that. During our break, there was another boot gate.
Yes.
And if listeners of the original Grid and the middle Grid and whatever would know, we had a long-ass conversation about this when Shelby was here and Cody was here. You were there, Cody. We had this long conversation about... It was behind the scenes of Super Megaforce at the time, and it was a green boot, or it was Megaforce, whatever, and we saw the green boot. Obviously, it was, what was it? Was it?
Super Megaforce green.
Was it Super Mega green? Okay.
Oh, come on, that was a Zeo boot, though. Come on, you know it.
That could be anybody's boot. That could be anybody's boot. So, yeah, that was one of our inside jokes, that was hilarious. But we got another one of those because the Dino Charge cast took a picture all together, including Claire. And the Gold Ranger's in the picture, it's just his boot sticking up in the air.
Yep,
bunch of little trolls.
That could be any Gold Ranger's boot. That could be Antonio's boot.
That's Steven Skylar's boot.
Duh. Okay.
Nope. Yeah, I feel like, I felt like that was coming, and it kind of did, but they are totally the cutest trolls on Earth, mm-hmm. Dino Charge cast.
They better release a whole set of all these pictures that they've taken with everybody else.
Right.
Like, here's for now, here's for later. I'm like, I expect more TBTs.
Right. And so we do know that the Dino Charge cast is going to appear at San Diego Comic-Con, which is days away from this recording. I think in a couple days, actually. So I want to officially advocate for Toku Nation for coverage for San Diego Comic-Con. I will be, you know, giving their news as well, but mostly follow Toku Nation for their insane coverage of Comic-Con. They've done it every year, and it's pretty awesome. So follow Toku Nation on Twitter and Facebook, and also us, because I will be retweeting and sharing lots of stuff and recapping stuff at the end of the week like I always do. Yay!
And we'll talk about it next episode of The Grid.
And we will,
and we'll bitch about any new information.
Right. And here's the thing I wanted to say. Awesome. That's why I brought that up, because if he was the Gold Ranger's in that picture with them, and I know that they were shooting, like, you know, they were shooting, like, promotional pictures, obviously. But I'm curious, like, is James Davies still in the country?
Yeah. I think he might be,
I think
yeah.
He is. Yeah, okay. San Diego Comic Con, like, 2 days from now.
Yeah, some people were saying he already left. And
he
went
just didn't go to Dragon Ball Z with them.
Didn't go to that premiere.
Yeah, and sad day, Victor doesn't get to talk about it. And
oh,
it's not
I'm
even
here
on the
for
script.
That. I'm here for that.
Well, let's talk about it now. Okay, where? Tell us about that, Amber. Where was that picture taken? Amazing picture.
They went to the Resurrection of F premiere for Dragon Ball Z. I think it was in L.A., and it was like this big deal of Funimation. It was the dub. They're finally premiering the dub over here, and then they're doing a limited run, but they went to that, and they did the Kamehameha, and it was precious, and I wanted to
that
die.
That was adorable.
But, that was, like, the best animated GIF ever.
And, like, seriously, Brennan and Yoshi are just all over it, like, just been talking about it and bringing it up. And I'm just like, I love you guys so much, I want to be your best friend.
Well, didn't we hear that Michael Tabor's a big Dragon Ball fan, too?
I don't remember him tweeting that. I just remember Brennan and Yoshi tweeting about it. And Michael's tweeted about it a couple times, like, about the premiere. But, like, Brennan was wearing, like a Goku hoodie, and then he was with, like, a Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan Goku at some point.
That was adorable.
And Yoshi's just a huge nerd anyway, so it was so cute. I'm just like, I'm dying.
Well, good. Because I was a little afraid that the Black Dino Charge Ranger wasn't going to be there, and that would suck.
No.
Yeah. Also, because we're wondering if they're actually going to premiere who the Gold Ranger is at Comic-Con.
That would be amazing, though.
That would be a really great thing for them to do, especially because it's getting ready to come back in a month or so.
Right. And the first image of him will be their reveal, because we don't know what he looks like.
We don't even know who the actor is.
They've done a really great job of, like, keeping that a secret, though.
So it's kind of like, I mean, we're going to know who he is when we actually watch the show, but we still know who he is now. And the same thing with Aqua, we don't know who they are, so it's very...
I mean, we don't even have a description about this character.
Right.
I mean, we have a description of who the Gold Ranger is, but nothing about Aqua.
And that's very intriguing, right?
Considering that we knew who Orion was when, before Robonite even appeared.
Crazy.
Also the same thing with Violet, though, purple. Like, I mean, technically we haven't seen anything about that. We just know that Claire...
Right, and that under wraps, too, even though we kind of already know.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Purple tinted glasses.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that'd be really awesome if they premiere in there, so hopefully they will.
Put everybody in a suit. Go on stage, children.
I would love it. Speaking of that, we have some more toys in general coming, but I'll talk about that in a second. I want to talk about some things we learned about Chase recently. What was that for? That was so long ago. That was like, there's a plot line, or they were casting people.
Yeah, they were casting people. Nightmare from the Power Scoop found out that they were, that she found people, like, auditioning for, like, a boy band, New Zealand boy band, for Dino Supercharge.
Which says to you that...
Oh my god.
Could Chase be in a boy band, or could he have been?
Or could have he been when he was in New Zealand?
Yes, everything.
That would be
yes, please God, yes.
All God. All of the above.
Let's do this.
Amber loves boy band.
I'm down for that. So that's one prospect we have.
They are going to New Zealand.
They are.
So who knows?
They're pretending to go to New Zealand when they're actually.
Yeah, I can't believe in the new episode they stay in New Zealand.
What?
Gasp.
In the darkest corner of New Zealand.
Right. Some other new news, whatever that means. There was another press release that we saw. And we got monster names. What else did we get, Ray?
Pictures of the figures, like official pictures of Sledge and Kirio and Wrench's figure. And all those monster figures. And the Dino Drive figures.
And a thing to bring up, well, since we're talking about it. The thing to bring up, we had another Dino Supercharged toy listing from Razzle. Thanks, Razzle. So we kind of got a confirmation that we're kind of closer to seeing the, Deathrooger, because the Spinosaurus Zord is listed in the Toys R Us database. So Yeah, we also got some names for some of the villains. What do we got here? Snide, Ninja, and Game Freak.
I wonder what Ninja is. Maybe that ninja monster from Kirujir, who knows?
I'm just going to throw all my money at Bandai already.
Bandai, we got a lot of toy news, yeah, so here's some other toy news. We also got the high-res pictures of the Dino Drive figures, which are now available in stores, so if you're looking for them, they are at Toys R Us right now. I haven't seen them anywhere else but Toys R Us, because I have four of the five. Yay. The Terror Charge Megazord figure is also available at Toys R Us. But if you're looking for the Graphite or the Gold Ranger, those are available at Walmart.
Didn't someone say they found the Terror one at Walmart, too?
It's possible.
I think I remember seeing that, but I don't know. It's not at Target yet.
Yeah, I know Target. It's
fucking
weird.
Slow.
They get stuff like they want. I know.
I work at one.
For
it's
me
ridiculous.
personally, I found the Dino Drive and the Terror Charge Megazord figure at Toys R Us. That's where I found
them. No gold or graphite yet.
Not at Toys R Us, and not in my area either. Right. But I've heard they're at Walmart, so I'm constantly checking Walmart all the time.
Ugh. Ugh.
Classic J.
Ugh.
I know, right? The thing to do in July right now is to wait until, I think it's the 8th, so it's tomorrow, probably when you're listening to this, is when the Toys R Us exclusive thing starts, which is, ooh, good segue, Jay. there's a Toys R Us exclusive when you buy $20 or more merchandise. I'm not sure if it's Power Rangers specific merchandise or if it's merchandise
period.
It's
probably Power Rangers specific.
Probably, which is good because I'm buying that anyways. And when you do that, you get a free Toys R Us exclusive Mighty Morphin Megazord Dino Charger, which is so cool. I want one. I want eight. I want to get a whole bunch of them and just lay them on the floor and just, like, roll around in them.
Like money?
Like money. Yay, like, I have money.
Just on the bed and throw them up in the air and, like, and like writhe around on the bed. Yeah.
Like Scrooge McDuck in the DuckTales opening?
Basically. Just take a bath on all the Dino Chargers.
Ooh, Dino Charger bath. That's exciting. Okay, but I definitely want one of those, and you will too. If you haven't seen the picture yet, check them out on morphinlegacy.com. There's a picture of it, and I haven't gotten one yet, but I've seen people with them already, so if you're really looking for them and you don't want to take a trip to Toys R Us, like if you live in an area where there's not a Toys R Us close to you, call the store first and ask them. That's what I've been hearing people doing, and seems easier that way. So, like, don't go and expect it to be there, because a lot of stores don't stock them at the same time. So, yeah.
Especially depending on the area.
Oh, yeah. And I know a lot of my followers tell me, you know, because I'm always like, oh, I have five Toys R Us's in my area, and they're like, we don't even have one. So I feel bad. Oh.
Well, like, I live in the Midwest, and it's like a toy desert. Like, shit doesn't get here for, like, a million years. So, like, it just depends on where you live. The coast usually get better chances at toys than the Midwest does. We usually get it, like, 5,000 years later.
That would drive me nuts.
It literally does.
What else we got? Oh, we have still more toy news. BTW, the black and gold Dino Megazord from Mighty Morphin, has been spotted in Canada for some reason. First, so that's where it is first. Hopefully it will trickle into the U.S. soon here, because I want one.
Eventually.
Nah. I'm like, because I want one. Yeah, I know, not a lot of people care.
I don't.
But I do.
I'm only interested in Legacy Megazords if it's, like, the Ninja Megazords. That's it. That's all I want.
We do need to move on from Season 1 and 2. Even.
I'm done.
Get to Thunder Megazord, please. We're done. But I'm excited because I really like the black and gold Megazords. I have the Galaxy Megazord in black and gold, and it's just so pretty.
Yeah, I'm okay with Megazord being black and gold, but when they're doing, like, Dragon Daggers and Sombra black and gold, that's a little too much.
And I tweeted that to Ranger Board earlier. I was like, that Saba looks atrocious. And it does.
Like, I went to my Toys R Us, and, like, they have two full rows of Sabas.
Oh, it's Tommy Palooza at every Toys R Us I go to.
And they all get sent to the Midwest,
shelf
too.
Warmers. They're all shelf warmers.
Oh, yeah. Everything.
It's a visual representation of the fandom.
It really is. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, when nobody's buying your shit, that should be, like, a hint that nobody wants this stuff anymore.
Exactly. Like, I've been going and hopefully finding maybe some Dino Drive and, like, maybe, oh, everything's fucking Tommy. And then I turn around and walk the fuck back out.
So annoying.
And you make your exclusives Tommy and your PMC exclusives Tommy.
But see, I'll handle the exclusive because that means I don't need it and I don't have to, like, bribe somebody to get it for me.
True.
Like, I have to with other things.
And speaking of other legacy toys that aren't Tommy's, technically, we got a placeholder image for the Power Blaster. We had heard about a long time ago, but we actually
got
a placeholder.
You mean the Blade Blaster?
Right. What did I say?
You said the Power Blaster.
Welcome to the shit show. Mm. It's in the script. I even said it wrong in the script. Okay, yeah. The Blade Blaster. This is say it, Ray.
It says Jew Ranger on it.
No, not that. Your line. Let's see. And that's why you have me.
And that is why you have me.
That is Ray's line.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, the Blade Blaster got a placeholder image, and yeah, it does say Jew Ranger on it, so that started the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. But it would be show accurate if it said that.
Yeah, it would be show accurate.
It is show accurate, yeah, so I don't know. People are going to complain either way. People are going to complain either way. So, whatever, I guess.
You're lucky you're getting
also
it.
Also, too. And so we have a price, though. Right now, the price for the Blade Blaster is $79.99.
Do you know how many figure arts I can get with that? One.
That's insane. But it is die-cast, and apparently it has, like,
that too. That's kind of like the price that I would expect for that, considering how much the Power Morpher and Saba and the Dragon Dagger were.
But I gotta say, like, Saba and the Dragon Dagger are worth that price tag, to me, as a collector. And even though they're Tommy items, as a collector, they're still worth the money to me.
Saba's fucking huge, so...
It's the first... The Blade Blaster will be the first weapon in the Legacy line that doesn't belong to Tommy.
Yes! Score!
Because Tommy didn't have a Blade Blaster.
Well, the Power Morpher with you, I guess, because everybody had one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't come with
their coins.
It's not a weapon.
And also, I think because it's not Tommy, I think I'd be willing to pay a little bit more because I'm so excited that it's not Tommy. Like, yes, God! I'm not going to do it, but I'm just saying, I would if I did do things of that nature.
So those are all the Legacy things we have to talk about, or the Legacy toy items anyways. There are some other toys from the Dino Charge line that are coming out that are pretty that I am interested in. I don't know about everybody else, but I'm interested in them because I love when anything is turned translucent. So they are re-releasing the... They're re-releasing the T-Rex Zord and the Parazord as translucent figures, just like those little dinos that you normally get, but they're translucent now. And they come with special batteries. I'm not sure quite yet what the batteries are. They're specially colored. For example, the T-Rex Zord comes with a red battery with the T-Rex on it. I don't know quite what that is yet. It might be something special that doesn't know the sound. We don't know yet. But you also get this really cool purple battery, which is number 16, which is the... Where did I put it? I wrote it somewhere. The Diplodocus Charger.
Diplodocus.
So which one?
Oh my god. Everybody...
I love dinosaurs.
No, yeah, everybody except for me and Amber are awful at pronouncing dinosaur names. So watch... ask anyone to pronounce the name of Black Ranger Dino Charge's dinosaur. They mess up every time.
Parasophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophalophal
Elpis. Oh my god.
That's why it's a Parazord, because we're too stupid to say the name right.
I liked your Shodiger names. They were much easier.
Me too, and they were cute. Whatever.
I'm like, anyway, so yeah.
The translucent ones come with, okay, so for example, T-Rex comes with a special T-Rex charger, and the Parazord comes with a special Parazord charger. So, but you both come with that purple, what is it called again? Diplodocus.
Diplodocus.
This is going to be fun.
Diplodocus.
Okay.
How did you graduate?
I don't... Okay, what? You hated what? Did you have a paleontology degree or something?
No, but, like, God, you don't know how to sound it out? Did you not get hooked on phonics?
I did, Diplodocus. That's how it's spelled out. Okay.
All right.
No, okay. Moving on. We didn't go to Angel Grove High where you got to learn paleontology, Tommy Oliver. Apparently, like, really.
Angel okay, Grove, but... Yeah.
Well, at that point, yeah. They should all learn paleontology. I mean, they're rife with dinosaur zords.
Yeah, so I guess we can move on.
Let's moving on!
Yay, sound effect, please back! Everyone heard that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, thank the Lord. Last time that went real bad. Okay. Alright, so like, yeah, as Lee said, let's moving on. We have some other things that aren't related to toys to talk about. First, the Power Morphicon 5 dates were revealed, and so that takes place August 12th through the 14th of 2016, so you've got a little more than a year to go. And just revealed yesterday, tickets go on sale August 1st. So save, you have one paycheck until then, save it. Because you're going to need it. I know, right? Haha, slap. So here is my advice for you. If you're really hardcore about going to Paramorphicon and you want to, the entire experience, then go for Platinum, which is super expensive. Or you can wait a little while and get the Gold membership, which is basically the same thing as if you don't...
But I saw on Ranger Crew or Board or whatever say the Gold passes went out in minutes.
That's a fabrication. Or not. Or he didn't know. Either way, no, they didn't sell out in minutes. I was there, I remember.
I don't...
They were still selling Gold memberships... days after they premiered. Platinum, no. Platinum sold out in...
Yeah, Platinum was... No, I swear to God, I was this close to getting Platinum, but my freaking... I entered one number wrong on my credit card number, and I had to re-enter it, and that was it.
I had everything, like, you know when it auto-populates it? I had... That's how I did it so far.
I had that shit too... That's too hardcore for me.
No, see, last time I was on that computer, I was still awake from the night before with my eyes all bloodshot with my finger on the mouse.
Yeah.
I was ready for that.
That sounds like anybody on Maddie Collector
can have a press pass.
Yeah, well, you get my press pass, so that's you. But I mean, like, here's my advice. So seriously, if you don't want to spend the money, go for Gold. Also, I want less competition for Platinum, so that's why I'm telling you that. But Gold is very much worth it. Also, remember that the Gold Ranger breakfast does not come with the Gold membership. So, if you do want the Gold breakfast, you have to pay for it separately. And I have some mixed opinions about that. Paramorphicon 2 that I attended was awesome. And Paramorphicon 4, I didn't care for it, and I felt it wasn't worth the money at all.
We got the Power Force breakfast, so...
See, like, what I don't understand is why everything is so tiered. And so, like, oh, you gotta pay for this, and pay for this, and pay for this. Like, money. I mean, any other convention that I've ever been to, like, you pay for, like... your day passes, but, like, I don't know. Like, I would understand paying for certain events, but just for normal entrance into the con kind of seems a little...
Well, they are for special events,
too. This is a special con, too. Not many cons are just, like, based around one show.
Well, for example, there's Gold seating, and there's Platinum seating at the panels. Ah. And there's also a press seating. So it's, like, a whole... That kind of thing. Like, in the front, you get to sit in the front, basically. Also, you get early admittance, so Platinum and Gold get in earlier than Silver and the rest.
I'm too old to fight with these young kids.
Hey, I'm at the top of this. Like, if I can't get to this convention, then what convention can I get to? Like, for real?
I don't know.
So yeah, I told you about the Gold breakfast. If you're really into it, I didn't care for it last year because it just was weird to me. Like, we were at this table of people, like, of, you know, people who were all Gold members or whatever, and... they were basically throwing random actors at your table. Either you had an actor at your table or you didn't, and then that actor stayed there for like 10 minutes. So, for example, Dan Southworth came to our table and sat with us and talked to us for like 10 minutes, and then he left, and that was it.
See,
I paid something money for that. I love you, Dan.
I'm gonna go Silver, to be honest.
No.
Yeah, I was like, I love you, Dan Southworth. I love you a lot, but I didn't even get to interact with him because he was on the other side of the table. He's talking to everybody else on the other side of the table. So depends on if it's worth it to you.
I also have a lot of problems paying for a convention before they have, like, really anybody announced to go. Like, I mean, I think they've announced a few, haven't they? But, like...
No.
Like, I don't even sign up for, like, comic book conventions or anything until they've announced, like, guests. I'm just like...
Well, the thing, for me personally, like, I know they're going to get good people.
Well, yeah.
Like, I have...
They'll announce, like, 8 people right when the...
Yeah, and last year they really outdid themselves.
Yeah.
So PMC5 is just going to be just as big, even bigger. So that's why I'm okay with that. Normally, I agree with you, like, yeah, I wouldn't want to go if I didn't know who was going.
I always side-eye stuff. I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be one person that I'm like, yes, I will do whatever I can get to this convention and meet this one person.
Well, there's a lot of people I keep missing, too. Mm-hmm. So that's why I keep going. Plus, I gotta work my entourage when we go.
See, I would want to go to meet all the Dinotarge kids. That'd be about it. I'm like, I'm done for now. That's probably all my money.
Power Force Breakfast. Power Force Breakfast.
Yeah.
Unless they disband us with that newsletter taking our place, or whatever that was. That's like us training the robots to take our place. Thanks, Saban Brand.
Hey, check out this new Empowered video.
That's pretty much what it's going to be. Probably because they want it as a forum and not us doing it individually. I don't even know.
Let's move on.
Yes. Okay, so yeah, like I said, tickets go on sale August 1st. Get on that button if you want a Platinum. Otherwise, you can wait. Whatever. People had Silver last time, and they were fine with Silver. So
you do you, people. You do you.
You do you. Yeah, you. And come meet me. Oh, my God. Last time, it was so cool having people come up to me and say, oh, my God, you're Jay from Morphin Legacy. That was so fun. Please do
it. Nobody's going to recognize me.
We're just gonna get you like a big top hat that says "I'm Rey from Morphin Legacy" on it.
Do it.
So, what are we gonna get our grid panel? How about that?
Oh boy,
that'd be tight.
We've been saying that for the last three conventions, Cody.
Look,
that's not gonna happen.
By now, you have to be a decent enough friends with the people who run it. Come on, at least try.
You're more important now than we were.
Well, we'd have to get all the other podcasts on board too, so. Maybe we'll talk. Let's if anyone from Dance Tokurants or Ranger Command Power Hour, Talkin' Toku, or
Toku Ladies.
I mean, it's like, yes. I mean, not to throw shade, but if Database Ranger could get his own panel, I don't see why we can.
He works the convention though.
Oh yeah.
Hmm. Well, we still have a lot of time. Let's not be adamant.
Yeah, and I want to do stuff. So I mean, I don't want to be answering questions.
Exactly. I want to walk around.
Yeah,
and I was like,
I'd be worth it, to be honest.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll work on it. Let's get more popular and let's get more Rangers on our show. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Ray, some exciting news about Judd Lynn. You want to share it?
Yes.
Oh, God.
It was recently announced that Judd Lynn, during San Diego Comic-Con on July 10th at 3:30, he will be taking over the Power Rangers Twitter for a live chat.
That's exciting, and I had no idea what to ask.
Me neither, and I'm like the biggest Judd Lynn fan ever.
I'd be like,
Ray's gonna be glued to his screen. He's like, oh my god, oh my god,
never
oh my god.
Leave.
I feel like we should tweet him Victor's images that he made, the one that he made about the Hope, the one that looks like Obama. Do that one, and then the one, I think Austin did one where he was over the face of Jesus.
Just be like,
that was a good one. Let's
you.
Do that one, too.
Bless base ship.
Praise him. The Dear Zord has blessed you this day.
So what's this
forever
Jack's costume all about,
Oh, yeah, speaking of Neo Zeltrax, if you've noticed, our new icons are all featuring this new villain, whoever he may be.
Zeltrax or other.
That's exciting. Zeltrax or other. Yeah, exactly.
Select D for other.
Right. So that's very exciting. So I will be on Twitter asking him questions. I have no idea what, but
we'll
I will attempt to
something.
Ask him some questions. We'll come up with it. We always
mm-hmm.
do. Some other exciting news is Paper Cuts, as we heard, lost the license to Power Ranger Comics. I don't know if they lost it or gave it up, whatever. They don't have it anymore.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't really care.
They
for that.
Were
after
gross.
That whole Sreeny thing, I didn't
they,
really care
like,
after that.
I don't know. It was just a huge mess, and I was like,
oh,
no,
totally.
Thank you.
Right. So, but luckily, five of the six, and then a couple days later, the sixth image was revealed. Boom Studios has taken over the rights to Mighty Morphin Power Ranger comics.
Yes.
Just pretty cool.
They're beautiful.
Like, they're yeah, if you haven't seen that artwork yet, it's still on the front page of MorphinLegacies.com, so check those out if you haven't seen them yet. All six of them are up there. They're gorgeous.
Yes. I want, like, this giant, like, lithograph of all of them.
And since Amber is the residential comic book nerd around here, is Boom a good place for Power Rangers to be?
Boom is definitely a good place, especially because they want these to probably be kid-friendly. Boom has been doing a lot of really great kids' comics, like they do Lumberjanes and mm-hmm. Sonic and all kinds of things. And they're doing really great stuff right now. They've been around for like about 10 years. They're celebrating their 10-year anniversary. So, I mean, like, yeah, it would be great to have IDW, but Boom is just as good. Like, if not better, considering how they want to be kid-friendly. And IDW kind of, they go around in all the different places. Like, yeah, they do My Little Pony, but, I mean, Boom's a good place for them to be. So, definitely.
And I feel like I feel like they've won us over so far with those that amazing cover art. Like, that is, they're gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's all I can say, gorgeous. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, and there's a lot of really great artists that work for Boom. So, I mean, it could open the door for other really great artists to come in and put their spin on it, both writers and
right.
Pencilers,
so what I'm reading in my own article, what they're starting with is that Comic-Con they're releasing six exclusive one page comics, and so they have the lithograph obviously, and then you flip it over and it's got a little one page comic. That's what they're releasing. Cody's going to kill me, but I'm terrible with these names. The artist is Goni Montez.
Wait, why would I kill you?
Because I don't know how to pronounce it right.
Oh, I don't care about people. It's dinosaurs. Jesus.
People don't matter.
Okay, work.
Obviously.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Ghani, or I don't know. I'm sorry. I feel bad when I do that, because people don't pronounce my last name wrong all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's...
Anywho.
Rotary Phone? Isn't that your last name?
Yes, that is it. Good job,
Woody. But go.
Anywho, yeah. So they're doing the cover art, which is what we've seen so far, and
it's a dude.
Then the comics will be written by Margaret Scott, and the inside illustrations will be illustrated by Daniel Bayless. So that's who's doing that. So, but what is really cool about this, though, is that each comic that's going to be released is focusing on one individual ranger, which means that Tommy goes last.
Ooh.
Yay!
Yes!
Yay! So, yeah, when the full comics come out, you'll get, like, the Red Ranger comic, and it'll be about Jason. So that's, I like that a lot. So,
that's a really good way to go. I really like that.
Right. And so far, I guess what Boom has been saying is that they are going to be catering to the Mighty Morphin fans, the older Mighty Morphin fans. So, yeah. That can be good or bad. We'll see.
Maybe this will open the door and they'll do more stuff.
I'm hoping. Let's move on to Zeo, or Alien Rangers.
Yes!
Expand your universe.
In space!
I would love to see the Zeo Rangers drawn by that same artist.
Yes. Just do covers of every Ranger team.
Yes, do it.
Okay,
so our first look at those will be at Comic-Con. So, like I said, that's in a few days. Next grade, we'll be talking about those most likely, and hopefully, people will scan them and put them on the internet, please.
Tokunation, please.
Tokunation for sure.
Please.
Yes,
our bros.
Friends over at Tokunation. Yeah, we're both Colorado-based websites, by the way.
Neighbors.
So that's fun. Yeah, we're neighbors. So that's that. Look forward to those. What else do we got here? Let's talk about something sexy, since we're like, you know, the Gay Power Ranger podcast and all. So, if you're as thirsty for Yoshi Sadarso as the rest of us are, mm-hmm. then you're following him on everything, including Twitter and Tumblr and Instagram. And his brother Peter and he do videos together on YouTube a lot.
Oh, their whole apartment.
And his brother is so adorable. Like, they're both equally adorable, I think, and they're both equally very, like, how do I put this? Fit?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think, Peter also audition?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing him in Ninja Star or Trangers.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that either.
I know, bring him. Keep going, kid.
Can you imagine if they did the Ninja adaptation and he was the Red Ranger?
I said that a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be down.
And I'm like, well, I was thinking too, like, if they don't, okay, they didn't do it in Samurai, but I swear to God, if that that ninja Red Ranger is not Asian, some heads are going to roll.
I will throw somebody off a cliff.
That is the serious no-brainer. Come on.
Well, Judd has been doing really good with diversity, so I'm sure
have we had an Asian Red Ranger?
Nope.
Ninja Storm is like...
He's like a Samoan.
Yeah.
Pua is Samoan.
Yeah.
So I think we're thinking more like Japanese, like, Vietnamese, yeah. Korean, Chinese,
like
that kind
Asian.
Of Eastern, yeah. Eastern Asian, yeah. And that is such a perfect idea. That's the perfect time, and I know Judd will do it because he will still be on board. We're being positive.
Yes.
He'll be here.
He'll be here. I just
right. There's a word. Praise him.
So, classic us getting off of the shirtless guys and talking about Power Rangers. What the hell? But, so anyways, Yoshi and his brother Peter did this video, and it was supposed to be, like, what was it, the BS
the
challenge?
Boyfriend tag.
Yeah. That's what it was. But they're like, well, obviously, we're not. Yeah, they did the brother tag. So basically, it was like a good 7-minute video of them rubbing with cream all over each other.
I loved it.
So what do you think about that? What do you think about that, guys?
It was something, all right.
It was, yeah.
Like, it was hot, but then also you find out what big dorks they are.
I'm sure Adam really liked it.
I know. Shall we hear from Adam?
Well, basically, Jay, I felt that, like,
I really
that was
like
Adam impression.
No.
I didn't watch YouTube videos, so I didn't watch it, sorry.
It's okay, but oh my god. Sorry, I have the snore.
I really like this moment when they were in the shower, when they were having the whipped cream.
It was just like all
every
the feels
time
you guys.
The whipped
and, like,
cream would go on, they would kick each other with it.
Oh my god. Adam, you're okay, I guess.
And they made sure to keep their hair
like
safe.
Okay. Here we go, folks. All right, one last piece of news before we get into our reviews, or we have some stuff, whatever. Anywho, last thing, in case you didn't hear, Austin St. John, the OG Red Ranger, is finally officially verified on Facebook. So we got that. I'm pretty sure
he's not
verified on Twitter yet,
which is
ridiculous.
The next stop.
I find it ridiculous. Love you, by the way. I find it ridiculous that Hector David Jr. is verified on Twitter and Austin St. John is not. I love you, Hector, but I find it ridiculous
that JDF is verified on Twitter and Austin St. John isn't.
I don't think that anyone can verify.
Since we're the Gay Power Ranger podcast, I can say this. All of Austin St. John's pictures that he posts look like Grindr pictures.
They do. In a good way, though.
Like mask for mask, ASJ.
Like he's gonna meet up with you in a
Jay, shut up and get in the vapors.
Where's your smelling salt?
Wow, we just hit a new level of gay.
And we didn't even have Adam. Our gaytality has risen.
So some quick Super Sentai news, but I want to talk about what I like more. Which is the news about the Decaranger 10 Years After movie, which I am so excited about.
Thanks to Overtime.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks Overtime. Yeah,
because I really did not want to watch TV Nihon. I really didn't.
Yeah, that's where I watched it. Maybe I'll do a rewatch.
I'm starting over. I think I got like 10 or 12 episodes in, so I'm starting over.
And Amber just became best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. So. Since I'm pretty much not doing Sentai anymore, really, I'm taking this synopsis of the plot from Oren's range. So, thanks, guys. Here's the synopsis for the Decaranger 10 Years After movie. So, 10 years after the Decarangers have saved the planet, Bon, who is Decared, still continues to work for the Fire Squad. Spoiler alert. While the other members have gone their separate ways, but because of an illegal sale of information by Earth Station Chief Doggy Kruger to the Space Mafia, this leads to a shocking murder of witnesses. What? To make matters worse, Doggy was shot and hospitalized. And that
we gotta put him down. He needs to be euthanized by the vet.
You know, this is gonna get me through Ninja.
Oh god, this is like a soap opera. Seriously.
Right, okay, wait, here we go. So, they're introducing two new characters. One's named Asam, and one named Moogie. And they've been assigned to join the Earth Station Decarangers. So, they're basically Deca Yellow and Deca Red now. And a woman named Carrie, whom they rescue in another case, turns out to be a witness, blah, 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 blah. We don't even know about that. And anyways, they're trying to plead Doggy's case. And so, the six original Decarangers reunite to solve the case of Doggy's imprisonment, or whatever. So that's basically what the plot is.
I hope we get Swan back. I love her.
I think I saw behind-the-scenes photos of her.
I'm just excited for everybody.
This is very exciting. We're all ready for it.
I'm like, Twitter, beep, beep, beep.
Well, because, like, okay, I was excited for the Hurricanger one, but I had never seen Hurricanger before then, so I didn't... You know, it didn't really hit, but now I've seen all of Decaranger, so I'm real excited about this.
But what if Magi Ranger? So,
can't wait for that to be.
I just want to continue because then we'll get like Gohanger returns 10 years after.
Oh yes. See that? Yeah. Stick with the good Sentais. Just keep bringing it back.
But let's not do Gohanger returns, please.
Okay. Look.
I think we've had enough.
Look, I think it could be fun because Gohanger had really well written characters and everything. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
What were you watching?
I liked all of them.
Compared to Ninja.
So look out for that soon. We will be doing a review of that movie when it is subbed by Overtime. So
which will probably be for
a bit,
though.
Right. It'll be a while. So everyone has time to catch up on Overtime. Go to Overtime and download their subs of Decorator.
They're to number 7. I think. Is number 7 or number 8?
Yeah. Ray? Do you know? Are they up to 7?
Seven on Overtime. Last I checked.
Okay.
Yeah, they're on 7.
Groovy. And our last bit of Sentai news, we got some pictures of the Shurikenjin Dino, which is the Dino Maru's combination
exclusive
with Shurikenjin.
Movie mecha.
Yeah, the movie mecha. Wait, we also saw the other one too. What's that other one? The one that I was saying is huge.
It's like a big castle or something.
Yeah, I hate it. Gross. Get the fuck out of here with that. Bandai Toy, you're really screwing up this year, and I cannot
wait.
Where's
my Tyra Banks
over
gift?
Yeah, I can't wait until we get this next season for Power Rangers.
I was rooting for them.
We were rooting for you! Seriously,
I was.
I was all ready for this.
I kind of feel like I have to take the blame for this, because when we were reviewing Super Mega Force, I said maybe Ninja will suck if Dino Charge is good.
No, listen. Okay, yeah, me and Ray felt the exact same way because I knew I felt it when they announced who the screenwriter was. I'm like, this is going to be the most underwhelming thing ever. And look where we are now.
Because the head writer hasn't written for any other seasons, right?
Yeah, he only wrote the Go Buster. He wrote the Go Buster Returns movie, which was really good. But that's like the one thing he wrote, and then they just, oh, here's a series.
They threw them into a season.
Here's this thing. I've said this before, I'll say it again. This season is a clusterfuck of everything in Sentai. They just crammed everything into a ball, and they're like, hey, let's get all these tropes together and put them in one
season. Yay! And then it sucks. I'm like, come on, y'all.
Oh, just like another one.
So this is Sentai Super Megaforce then, right?
We haven't had a really, really shitty year in a couple of years, so.
Well, Shiruju was like 2 years ago, Amber.
I like Shiruju, leave me alone.
Shiruju was okay, but it was focused too much on the red guy.
But, you know, with...
Overall,
I like Daigo better than the last two reds. I didn't really like red that much.
Hey!
He's okay. He's okay. Like, I don't... He's got a weird mouth. I can't.
And
really like
King has freaking Gosei Pink ears. Come on.
Yeah, but at least it's...
Okay, his
but
his
I loved
ears
everybody
adorable.
Else keep... more than I liked the Trangers. I only liked two of the Trangers.
Oh
my god.
Kyoruger and Tokyuger, I connected with the villains.
Yeah, those
two
seasons were very
good. This is like what Laganja is drawn to Phil. I feel so attacked when you guys make fun of Tokyuger.
I don't hate Tokyuger. Like, it's just, like, there's a lot of parts that I'm like, man, like, I still like it better than the Ninja.
It kind of straggled off towards
I'm
the
so
end,
mad at
but
the
overall,
end.
Overall,
yeah,
it was still
it,
good.
Those last few episodes really kind of were dragging for me.
Yeah, I'm still unhappy about
that.
Did
someone get my nail that fell off?
Yeah, you guys
have explained
that to me already.
We'll probably get Tokyuger Returns next episode, because I know it's been released in Japan on that DVD,
yeah.
Right?
Well, the Raw is out, so we're just waiting on someone to sub it.
Mm-hmm. I watched the Raw.
Are we stealing
yeah,
your
I,
moment,
okay.
Cody?
Yeah, my moment is stayed at the Raw. I watched it, and oh my god, it was so good.
I started to realize it wasn't sub, and I was like, no, I can't.
I probably couldn't either.
I can't watch anything Raw. Like, it's just hard.
Doing anything Raw is a bad idea. Okay. On to Nuggets.
Some Raw Nuggets.
As I said earlier, we're severely condensing our Ninja reviews because most of us don't really care for it. And now that Victor's gone, Victor was pretty much the only one hanging on for dear life with this show.
Yeah, we all hate him.
So I know some of you on Facebook expressed concern that since Victor's gone now, there's no balance to the Sentai reviews. And that's kind of true. But I can't help it if we hate
like,
it. I'm sorry.
If you want balance, make
it
make show better.
Yeah, right,
Star
I love
the best part
and
the only show, of the show. Like, that's the only
put him in another season.
Right.
It's like Prince Picard, Super Megaforce. Put him in another season.
He's just holding up my tradition
right?
of Gold Rangers just being awesome. So.
So, we're just going to briefly talk about
Shall
episode
I synopsis?
17 and episode 18. Yes, synopsis 17.
This is the episode where Star has run out of time. And he's all like, oh, I need to kill these guys, but I like them. And then what's his face? Sugo Mori creates this monster that looks like a Kyoruger knockoff. And then he, like, goes, oh, I'm gonna spray with my exposition backstory gas. And then they're like, your brother and your dad died. You're like, oh, okay.
Honestly, Ray, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm so impressed that you managed to remember that monster's name.
Uibozu.
Did you write it down or
the
what?
The villain? I don't know any other names besides the... Oh my god.
Oh, the guy with the creepy face?
I remember Kiwamon's name and that's it.
I remember Kiwamon.
I don't know this one. I'm gonna be honest. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched an episode since like episode 10 or 11.
That was like that's like the one we make fun of, right? The Slipagon one?
Yeah, and
we're so bad at this.
Oh my god. Something about green peppers, and then they're like, oh, okay. And then they're like, oh, okay, here's clones of you guys. And they're like, oh, you were okay to hit them? I'm like, yeah, I'm an assassin, and I'm the target. They destroy the monster. They get Surfer Maru that doesn't really get a good introduction because they didn't really do anything to earn it. And he runs out of time, even though he was on American time, and then he leaves. Bye-bye.
Fucking rude.
Rude. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. That whole pepper scene, the fuck was that?
The fuck?
Is that like Hiromu chicken thing from GoBuster?
It's like, hey, I don't like green peppers, but only if they're in a certain dish. Like, what the hell?
I don't like mayonnaise if it's in potato salad.
I will say this, though. The monster, the raft monster,
was
really cool.
You look a lot like a Kyoruger monster.
I will say that. And, yeah, and I very rarely say that about Ninja monsters, but that design was really cool. Like, it had, I wrote it down. He was like a raft monster, but then he had, like, tentacles
like
an octopus. And then he had waves.
That's what Umibozu is. Like, if you remember in Cocker Ranger, I don't know if you've gotten there yet, because my brain doesn't remember that. But they also had a Umibozu, too. And he was also, like, a watery kind of thing.
I don't think I got that far yet, but I will remember it when we get there. Yes.
I remember the things.
And I know, you said that about Surfer Maru and it not getting a really a big introduction. Cause
yeah, I mean, they fought by the beach,
really.
But I mean...
I will say this, though, and this is probably the nicest thing you'll probably ever hear me say about Ninja so far. The mecha battle with Surfer Maru and it's like the way it rode it on the wave and shit like that, that was the most visually pleasing thing I've seen in a long time.
I liked the Ninja Storm-esque surfer music.
It reminded me of in Awa Ranger / Dino Thunder, their surfing sword.
Surfboard.
Yeah. I
just felt like the CGI that they used for the water and the way he was surfing on it just looked really cool to me. Like it didn't look it was obviously not real, but it didn't look that fake. I've seen worse, what I'm trying to say. And it was just really pretty.
It's 2015, we know how to use computers now.
Yay, computers. But
one thing was weird as fuck to me in this episode. How Star Ninja, his exit, like the final scene where he left was kinda like downplayed a little bit. But they waited till next week to have the emotional goodbye with him for some reason.
Well,
I was like,
and what was that ribbon thing about?
Yeah, like why couldn't you say, oh hey, I'm gonna join the team. Is everybody in this show stupid?
I'm like, hello. I'm like, nobody said you had to leave. We just weren't, what's-his-face, Grandpa Ninja student.
Okay.
But then you have to stop fighting that guy.
I don't understand why Granddad has to, be an asshole like that. Whatever, man.
Because he was burned before, he doesn't want to get burned again.
Yeah, he's like a brony or something. He's like, oh, I'm stuck in the friend zone by Kilimon.
Bless you.
Okay, my first thought at the end of this episode was, so your plan for this series is to introduce an awesome character in a show that not a lot of people really like, and then make him leave a few episodes later, even though he comes back next time. But still,
5 seconds, and then
I didn't know that when I watched it, so I was kind of like, really, he's leaving?
But he's in the opening credits, Jay. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, but he's not really integrated into the ending credits at all. It's like, oh hey, we shot that.
And that's
stuff him in.
I want to talk about this right quick. I don't know if y'all remember or not, but a few days ago, I posted a question on Morphin Legacy's Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. And the question was simple. One word. Do you like Ninja or not? Yes or no? Okay. 98% said they liked it.
What the hell?
Or loved it.
Right?
I have no idea, followers, what you were smoking.
I didn't know the entire follow base was 11 years old.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what's going on with everyone that day.
On Twitter, nobody's talking about the season. Nobody.
I think...
Yeah, and we stalk Twitter pretty heavily.
I think we're the only ones that badmouth this.
You should hear the other podcast that I'm on.
We're super gay, and we talk about hating the Ninja.
We hate on shit. We're haters.
Yeah, literally all gay people do is talk shit about things.
Yeah,
well, then they should be used to it by now. Ninja 17. Something else I wanted to bring up. Oh, there were some of the things that they did that was cool. Like, there was a grand fire attack that he did that was pretty cool, I guess.
Anything Star Ninja.
And the sandcastle attack was stupid, but... Yeah, anything... Yeah, I love Star Ninja.
He's the only one worth a damn.
Yeah. All right, last thoughts on 17?
Yeah, whatever.
I like Surf Mario. I still don't want to buy the toys.
I don't want to buy the toys.
Is the only thing I want.
Just wait Just wait for Ninja Star, or whatever the hell the Power Rangers adaptation is going to be called.
Well, I think I may buy the Hamburger Morpher, because that shitting isn't going to be good anymore.
Yeah, they're going to get
definitely released. Don't worry.
I mean, the packaging looks like a takeout bag.
But I just want it for the
that's
idea
cool,
of having it, because it's cute and it looks good.
Yeah, that's neat, but I obsessively, like a serial killer, just constantly watch toy reviews, and that toy is awful.
Aw, that's bad news.
Meh.
It's more of what it is than what it does, right?
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's not really well-designed. Kind of like... it's just, it's a fucking hamburger.
Kind of like my,
Yeah, but there's...
Yeah, kind of like my Magic Phone, the white one. It doesn't really do that much.
Yeah, but there was a really well-designed... tokusatsu burger toy in the past. I don't know why they couldn't do it again.
Burger meal?
Yeah. It looked like Wally. It was cute.
It was adorable. And it's, it's still on my Amazon wish list because I don't have it yet. God damn it.
Yeah.
Alright. Ninja 18 synopsis.
Alright, so Cloud, being the guy he is, has a lawnmower, and this lawnmower becomes a monster. I can ask the power to turn the Rangers against one another, which he barely uses. So Yakumo, or Cloud, or whatever the hell he's called, in his mind, comes up with this idea about pretending to be evil to get to be like, oh, my lawnmower, I can't destroy my lawnmower. And then he's like, oh, destroy the lawnmower. And like, okay. And then they destroy the lawnmower, and they're like, oh, they're destroyed again. And then Star comes in with the Surfer Maru, and he's like, hey, guys. I'm like, hey, you know how to...
Okay. That was funny, though, because they summoned him,
like,
and he didn't know
he
was coming,
chilling.
And he's kind of like,
he's
oh,
like,
hey.
Oh, shit, I'm here, dude? All right, I'm not doing shit.
And then he...
See, that he came in
and then Cloud be like, hey, you're the yokai expert. Is there any way to get the ceiling shuriken out without having to destroy the lawnmower? He's like, sure there is. Just destroy the part of it where the ceiling shuriken is.
Probably.
And they do that, and then they destroy him, and the lawnmower's okay. And then Cloud has his lawnmower all to himself again, which he probably fucks. There we go.
I can't... So one of my notes is in all capital letters. Done.
A lawnmower, really?
I literally...
Okay, I was alright with it being a lawnmower, but then they went in with the whole story with him, like, loving his lawnmower, and apparently in England it's super important. I didn't know that. Even British people didn't know that because I was watching Twitter again, and some of my British followers and people I follow who are British are like, the fuck are you talking
about? I understand if it's, like, one of your, like, prized possessions, but when it's like...
The shoot of a lawnmower.
When it's like a freaking lawnmower.
Is he Hank Hill? Come on.
I mean, when it comes to, like, defending the
lawnmower.
I mean, you can buy another one.
Especially if it has to be plugged in.
I don't... Oh, hey, here's one thing that was good in that episode. Remember when he kicked him in the nuts?
When he kicked out...
He kneed him in the nuts, I think. Yeah, and it went, ding, Takahiro, and he kicked, and he kneed him right in the nuts, and he was like, and he fell up. That
you
was
know what
so
was really
satisfying.
Great? Star, like, eating a burger inside of Shurikenjin.
Yeah, because
that was
Hawaii is known for their hamburgers, right?
Hey, he's got a tropical drink. Apparently. It's a spam burger, probably. Because Hawaii eats the most spam.
He's got a tropical drink.
It's a spam burger.
Now we're really trying to make sense of this show. Oh, here's another thing that was cute. I don't know if you remember this or not, but there's a part where, Pink, Momo Ninja. Yeah. There's a part where they're like doing the plan and she's got these little chibi ninja magnets.
Those are cute.
I want one of those. This is how hard I'm trying to find good things to talk about.
I thought it was a good idea for Sugamori to make a monster out of somebody's, prized possession. That was a smart idea.
Yeah, no one's ever heard of that plan before.
I know, but still. I know it's
creepy.
That's like, okay, I had Rita and Zed flashbacks just then. In a bad way, though. Like,
next, they're
going to
turn Shiro Ninja's purse into a monster, and it becomes, like, a major villain.
You mean her scarf.
The strongest monster Rita and Zed ever created.
Like, I feel like I almost, like, sprained my eyeballs rolling my eyes so far back into the back of my skull this episode.
No, my eyes rolled like I was in a demonic possession.
I'm just like, Like, I'm sitting here, like, loudly going, ugh, and my best friend was like, what the fuck are you watching? I'm like, garbage!
You watched at 3x speed. Imagine watching it at normal speed. That's
yeah, it took me seven or eight minutes to get through each episode, and it was magical. And I feel like I'm going to watch everything.
That's such a smart idea.
With this crap, yeah.
Well, I have to say that I am pleased with the visuals, though. Like,
yeah,
that's fine. I'm totally pleased with the
visuals. Okay, but Super Megaforce was a really good-looking show, too.
This will make a really great Power Rangers.
Yeah, but they gave... Okay, that's the difference, though, because Gokaiger handed them an anniversary on a silver platter, and they fucked it up still. But I still blame Zaktor for that.
He can do anything.
No, it's Jed's fault for not being there.
I feel like
Sabal doesn't show up to your Little League game.
Aww.
I feel like Sabal was finally like, oh god, we fucked this up, we're good.
Hey,
come
don't blame Lin Sama.
It's
like, baby, come back.
Lin Sama.
Oh, you can blame it all on me.
And yeah, we're singing.
That's what we do now.
Fun. Okay. So yeah, those were the two episodes of The Ninja. We skipped. Which ones did we skip? 16?
Yeah. One.
Sorry about it.
I think that the grid listeners, the gridders out there, should know that we're only watching this series still.
And
that
is
that
Time
Charges on Hades, so we kind of need to film the show.
That too. Because we love you so much, we're watching The Ninja and talking
like
a lot of shit about it.
If Dino Charge wasn't on hiatus, we would just watch Parker Ranger and Dino Charger call it a day.
You probably just watch one episode of
probably.
Ninja.
No, I love how it's like, we only watch The Ninja for our fans who love it, and we talk shit about it, even though apparently 98% of them are obsessed with it.
Well, if you're listening to this show for our love of
Ninja,
everybody
then
you probably should be listening
to the
show.
Well, everybody hates Megaforce, and they heard our discussion there.
Yeah, but that's because we were agreeing with them, but we don't agree with most of our audience about Ninja, apparently.
But that's more of a legacy audience. The grid audience is different.
Yeah, they're slightly different.
Because they're here for the shit show.
Morphin Legacy is like the ship that gets you there, and the grid is like the cabin where everybody's wasted, like having a really fun party. It's like that.
The grid is the airport, and
anywho,
Morphin Legacy is the airport, and the grid is the drunk Uber driver that brings you to the airport.
Or it's like Morphin Legacy is like the convention, and then the grid is like the hotel room where you go to after to get wasted party.
Yeah, that was the Morphin Legacy.
Oh my god.
Probably again.
Nobody remembers. Okay, anywho, see how we get off topic? We crazy. Okay, so that was Ninja Nuggets, and that's what we're calling it, because it's just a nugget. We're not doing any more best great moments. What the fuck? We're
going
to talk about
it
as if
we
don't care.
Or like it, if that...
Yeah.
If that's ever...
And I'm sorry if you have a problem with that, but this is the only way we're going to get through this, because I'm having a real hard time right now. Sorry about it. Yeah, but we are upping our Cocker Ranger viewage, though, so that will be fun. So up next, we're going to actually review Cocker Ranger Episode 5 and Episode 6.
Cocker Ranger.
Two, yay!
Ninjas.
Nibon. Yay, ninjas. And Amber's here, because Amber loves
Cocker
Ranger.
I love Cocker Ranger so much! I love it so much.
Okay, so let's talk about Cocker Ranger Episode 5. So... we open with Saizo trying on some clothes.
I like that part. I had that in my notes. That was pretty funny.
Me too, because he was kind of like,
I kind of wish the episode focused on that chick instead of that kid, because, I mean, this is like the second episode in a row where we have this annoying kid that doesn't, like, contribute anything to the plot, and he's just there to just be a kid.
That's the 90s, though. They have a lot of that. Like, O-Ranger is just
that.
Yeah.
Did that a lot, too.
Die Ranger, Jew Ranger.
It's like kids everywhere. But I feel like Saizo should have took Sasuke shopping, because, like, what the fuck, Sasuke? Your outfit is so 1990s, it's not even
You know what's weird about this episode? For, like, most of the episode, I'm like, what color is this one again? Because he's not wearing his color.
Yeah.
He's wearing
neither does Sekai. Saizo and Sekai don't really wear their color at all.
And that's... it's just...
You know, this Hirohime, really.
She has a white shirt.
And she's the girl, and there's only one girl on him, so it kind of narrows the that down easy.
But Jiraiya didn't really either, though, a whole lot.
But he's so cute.
Yeah.
I mean,
Sasuke dresses really crappy, and Jiraiya is adorable, and then Saizo and Sekai just kind of are there sometimes, being dumb. I mean, Snake Eye has goggles. And
okay.
Doesn't Saizo have like a little pouch he wears around his neck? I think he does. So.
Yes, he does. So here's some of my favorites. I'm gonna do my first. This was my favorite thing about this episode. This is my second time watching because I watched it during my original watch of the first like 10 or whatever. Anywho, what I liked most about this episode was the two, like, I don't know if they, I think they were brothers, right? The villains, the monsters. Okay. The reason why I liked them was because they're just basically two brother villains who like hang out, abduct people, put them in a maze, and fuck with them for money.
I kind of like that aesthetic of the episode's plot because it was just like, oh, I'm going to destroy the Rangers. It's something different.
It kind of feels like a horror plot.
Mm-hmm. That just made me feel happy. I have no idea why. It was just like, wow, these guys have, this is what they do with their lives.
Right?
Is,
yeah.
They bet on people. Sure. I'm down for that too. My what the fuck moment. Is that really what the fuck moment? It was kind of like, that's random. The Dorodoros had, like, guns, and they kept shooting at them.
Yeah, for the past couple of episodes, I've noticed that the Dorodoros have been wearing different clothing. Because last episode, with the police, with Garbage Mouth, Japanese person, they were just as police officers, so I guess this is a thing that will happen to the Rangers as it goes on.
They kind of do that in every episode, though, because at the ending credits, that one wears the ribbon.
Right. I remember that. Okay. So is that like an ongoing
thing? I don't
know,
they do that sometimes. I mean, it's just like, you know, hey, we need some grunts to do stuff. Let's pretend that these Dorodoro are something else. Like, I mean,
I was just like, and my note is,
they're Dorodoro. They're adorable.
Adorable.
We're full of puns today.
Oh.
Also, I really like the mecha battle at the end of this episode, the one that just had the blue Shogun Zord.
Yeah, I like that he was destroying that little house. That was kind of funny.
So, I mean, they didn't use that by itself.
They
in
used
Power
that
Rangers,
Megazord
did they?
Battle in Power Rangers.
But not with
they did.
Himself, right? Did he?
Yep. Yeah.
Really? Well,
and
I don't know where I've
wall.
Been then, because one of my notes is...
They did, but they kind of edited it. When he was... teleporting away, they kind of like did an effect where he like fell apart. Rewatch another brick wall and you'll see. Or I'll screen cap you the part where they just like blow him up. It's really cheap and shitty, but hey, it's the 90s.
Cody, your thoughts and what the
This episode, for some reason, just like the concept of being like shrunk down into like a little maze and stuff, it reminded me of that Pokemon episode where they're in the dollhouse, like the old one.
Yeah, with Sabrina.
It also reminded me a lot of the end of The Shining. I really liked it. I know if Shelby was here, she'd make a Maze Runner joke. I've really enjoyed a lot of the Calcaranger episodes, and I get I can't remember any of the characters' names besides Tsuruhime or like what color they are, but I still find myself enjoying it.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tsuruhime and Jiraiya are probably the only two I know by heart
and
so far.
Oh, I know Sasuke also because of Giga Man. I just remember him. I'm like,
oh yeah, he plays Bull Black, right?
Yeah, he plays Hyuga. And
oh my god, that's him! I know he looks familiar. I love Giga Man.
Yeah, so I was like crying. It made double crying because I was like, I miss you, Sasuke, but Hyuga.
No,
and that picture of him laughing is still my favorite reaction. But yes.
Yeah. Is that all, Cody?
Yeah, I'm
Are you finished? Okay. Right.
Since Jay loves whenever I say this, the two monsters featured in this episode are known as Brick Bully and Sea Monster in Power Ranger. Just for those who want to know that. I liked the whole idea of them, like, betting on the whole, who's gonna get out of the maze first? Like I said, it's different. This is kind of good for, like, a Power Ranger standpoint, because it kind of makes another brick wall make a little more sense now. Because in that episode, halfway through the episode, it becomes a Billy-focused episode. Because Billy becomes a badass and beats Brick Bully by himself. I'm like, that makes sense now.
Okay, I really need to watch that episode.
You do. It's a good episode. Like I said, the kid was kind of meh. That random vampire lady as an illusion was kind of creepy. if you remember that.
Totally.
It's like, oh, it's a Japanese vampire or something.
Yeah.
And like I said, I've kind of like said all I did right before we started doing our good and bad moments. Like I said, Saizo needs to start wearing collars because, I mean, I don't even know who he is, what color he is. And then I'm done.
And you're done.
And I'm done.
Well, I'll probably never say this. I'll probably never say this again. But let's let the lady finish this off. Go ahead, Amber.
I don't know. Like y'all, have pretty much kind of given all my points. Like I don't mind Saizo. Like he's not my favorite, but I mean, if I ranked him, he still ranks a little higher than Sekai because Sekai kind of gets on my nerves a lot. But mm-hmm. you know, it's just kind of a fun episode. It's a little different concept, you know, and then the two. Villains, you know, it's been a while. Like, I haven't had a chance to rewatch it yet, so I'm kind of, like, going off of what I remember. But, I mean, there wasn't really an episode of Cockranger that I was like, God, this sucks. So, yeah. Like,
well,
it's fun. Like, you know, it's a fun little filler episode because it doesn't really advance the plot at all. I mean,
yeah.
You know, Sandayu doesn't know what's going on, you know, usual, her usual stuff. I'm like, you're supposed to be the guy who knows stuff.
Yeah. And
your
you
job.
Just appeared out of nowhere. Yeah, that
but,
was well, okay. So speaking of filler episodes, episode 6 is also a filler episode. But this is a really weird episode to me. So we're moving on to 6 now. Let's move on to episode 6. This is a Tsuruhime-ish focus episode.
Which is kind of weird. Because Saizo was the one who ruined their plan. They're like, we'll make them pay, but we'll attack Tsuruhime. Okay?
Well, wasn't the plan, did they say, it was because they looked at her as she was the leader?
Yeah, that makes
that's
a good idea, though, because, I mean, targeting the leader. I mean, Rabu the leader is...
Yeah. That's kind of like them going after Delphine.
Or Tommy in Passing of the Torch.
So that kind of...
Yeah. You always go after the leader. That's just common Sentai stuff. You go after the leader first. Because the leader's usually the most powerful.
All like dominoes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mama D, shout out. okay, so Amber, do you want to talk about this first so we don't steal all your stuff?
I liked this episode. Like, I thought it was kind of it was filler and it was kind of weird. It was just kind of a nice little, like, little peek into Tsuruhime. Like, I loved that. You know, being like, the magic.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, because, you know, I mean, it's still really early on in the show, so, like, a lot of the meat, like, that's going to happen later hasn't really started yet, so we're just kind of getting a feel for her. And, you know, I mean, it's filler, but it's fluffy and it's cute, and, you know, I loved it. Whatever.
And ever
exactly.
so random.
Exactly. That's the best part about the show, is sometimes it's just, like, it's like, what the fuck, dude?
Well, I'll let Ray go next, but I wanted to say this one thing. I hope I don't steal it from you, Ray. But I wanted to say two things. One is that I think the prince is a woman.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say, that's in my note.
Well, that's my note, too. I think
it might be a Takarazuka actress.
The prince sounded exactly like a woman. And I'm, like, looking at the facial features, I'm like, that kind of looks feminine.
So I was like, hey, whatever. Yeah, I know that, too, because I've, you know, the Sailor Moon musicals and stuff have women play all the male parts, too. Which is, that's fine, too, I don't care. But I was just like, that was really weird to me, because I was like, I think that's a woman. Anywho, also, too, all of us will get this. Did you notice that those fantasy scenes looked like they were taken out of Drag Race?
Oh, the Vaseline.
It was like, they covered
the
dragon in Vaseline, and it was Drag Race.
It's beautiful.
Seriously. Right?
Am I
right, Cody? Okay, go ahead,
I liked that this episode focused on Tsuruhime in her, like, feminine and girly side. It's kind of nice to show that she's not just a tough-as-nailed leader. Mm-hmm. I also liked the shark cycle finisher. That was pretty interesting. That was cool. One thing I kind of noticed in this episode, if the yokai can transform into anybody... Why didn't they just disguise themselves as the other Cockarangers to confuse them? That was kind of, like, something I would, like, think of. Because they showed that they had the ability to, like, transform into multiple people. So I'm like, just, whatever.
But that would be too smart.
Yeah, that'd be too smart for the show. And, that marriage would never hold up in a legal court, considering there was no witnesses. it wasn't officiated by, like, a legal counselor or anything, but hey, this is a kid's show. What am I going to expect?
It was also, you know, whatever. It's imagination.
She signed it away. She signed it away like Ariel sold her voice to Ursula.
Oh, Mary
Disney Day. References.
We'll sign this paper. Okay, you're married to me now. Yay. And wide eyes. Mmm, yummy.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ghastly.
And how.
I have to say that watching this episode, I feel like it was the weirdest fever dream I've ever had. You know, like when you have a fever and you're like hallucinating?
Yeah.
In a good way. Yeah, like
you don't
that.
Really hate it too much. You're like, oh, this is not bad.
I'm like, I feel like I'm stoned, but I'm
like,
not.
Like, even not the worst. This
true.
This is bad.
Right. Okay. Cody?
This episode really bored me, and I have nothing, like, substantial to say about it. I'm so sorry.
Not even the weirdness of it?
I mean, yeah, it was weird.
It was so weird.
But, like, yeah, I was just kind of bored. I'm sorry. I watched it when I was trying to write an essay.
How do you watch Sentai and write an essay at the same time?
Yeah, multitasking
really?
Is one of my talents.
Oh,
God.
I
can't
do that. I'm writing articles for the site.
I
can, like, listen to things, but I can't, like, read another thing while I'm also writing something. Maybe I suck at
I'm horrible.
Things,
I can't do that.
Brain doesn't work. Yeah. So, kudos! Okay, well, here's some things I wanted to point out that no one touched on. And, Ray, correct me if I'm wrong, because I probably am wrong. The White Shogun Zord, did they ever use those weapons individually?
For the Shogun Zords, yes. But not, like, on the ground.
Okay, I wrote that it was sad they never used them
on
the ground.
Yeah, they never used them on the ground. They used them on during the battles.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was cool seeing that, yeah. And I also thought that Jiraiya was super adorable when he fake a proposed to her at the end.
Jiraiya's always super
and
adorable.
And then they all
laughed.
In English.
True. In English, yeah. Also, that was a happening music video for the preview next for next time. You remember that part?
Yes.
Oh, that, like orgy of, like, only yokai.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that is some happening music. This is going to be a good episode. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes.
Episode 7 is like an orgy or something.
It's magic.
Like
witch
so that'll
blade
be
one
fun.
Of the monsters.
Yes. I love some Witchblade. All right. Well, any last words on Cocker Ranger 6?
Right.
Cool. Okay, so I posted this on the Facebook, so if you've seen it on the Facebook, follow along with us and watch the episodes. I am downloading my Cocker Ranger episodes from Grown Ups
well.
And Spandex, their forum. Yeah, so if you want to follow along and watch with us while we discuss
and
them,
comment,
then you should do
comment
that.
On,
that would
on
be.
The page and tell us what you think about the episodes, too.
Exactly. Tweet.
Yeah, we need fan interaction, folks. Tell us what you
think.
You
even tweet at us. I will pontificate about someone to someone about Cocker Ranger as much as possible.
Yeah. We all have our individual accounts, and the Grid PR is our Twitter, so tweet us that. That's
did you
that.
Just say pontificate?
Another?
Yes, I will pontificate.
Okay.
Classic.
Smart.
So we're also finally getting back to Ray's...
Yay, it's a good
picks.
One.
Yes,
my Ray's picks review, or whatever, is FMSPD Catastrophe. It features our technical advisor, Cat Minx, becoming the Cat Ranger. And I just want to say that every second of Cat as Cat Ranger is amazing. I mean...
And there should have been more.
Mm-hmm.
There should have been more. I don't know why there wasn't. And 1 hour morphers can kiss my ass. Because, like, two episodes later, we see an episode where Bridge is, like, in, like, a little room where and his morpher gets, like, tear to shreds. And then... Rick just gives him a new morpher there. And that's it.
What I'm curious about is that morpher loaded for each individual person? Like, if a dude had morphed into that, would he still have been Cat Ranger?
Maybe. I mean, they don't wear skirts.
Or is it like...
SPG doesn't have skirts on them.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I was just kind of curious, like, is it tailored to each person? Like, if, like, Birdie did it, would he be Bird Ranger?
I don't know.
Or something weird like
maybe
that.
Maybe they would have the same helmet, but I don't know.
I don't even know. Actually, it does because it's Deca Swan. It
maybe.
Could work as a bird.
Yeah.
It does work as a bird.
I liked that the villain this week, Professor Mooney, had a connection to Cap. That kind of made things a little interesting, in that they kind of had like a little competing thing that she was like, oh, Cap was at the highest high of the class and I was at the bottom. I'll show her.
Kind of give it a little bit more depth.
Yeah. I liked seeing Birdie again. I mean, he is the Supreme Commander. Supreme Commander Fowler Birdie.
Okay, wait. I have a favorite moment, though, I want to share. One of my favorite moments was when he kept calling Boom Bang. I love that. That was so stupid. And one of my notes is, Birdie, you're a douche.
That's why he retired. That's why he retired years later and, like, retires to Florida or something or whatever.
That's where old people go.
I liked when he said good goose feathers. That's one of my Ranger memes.
I love it.
One thing that, like, tore the heartstrings to me, I enjoyed that the B-Squad kind of, like, sacrificed their own interest to have over Cats. Because they were like, oh, we can handle this. You can go be lab assistant or not. The head of SPD's lab technicians or whatever.
The head of technology.
We can handle this shit.
We are capable. We are not children.
Yeah, because they actually cared about her and didn't want her to feel like she had to
Even though they are all actually children and need her at all times.
Yeah, but one of the downsides of this episode was that Birdie did take the person developing the weapons for a branch that was constantly being attacked by an army, so that was kind of a stupid thing.
That kind of seemed like a weird thing.
I'm like, yeah, I'm going to take you for my base, but and leave the Earth defenseless against this big army.
Classic
Birdie.
Hello. Yeah, like, you're supposed to fill the position before you leave it.
And then, of course, Omega with it.
Oh,
this will affect the future. Shut up. Shut up.
Bet you should have known it was coming.
Yeah.
Wait, wouldn't that have already happened in the future? Like, wouldn't he have already known about that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh my god, you suck at your worst ball of life.
It's not good to talk time travel with this show.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, rough. Oh, God, this episode just reminds me how unfunny Boom is. He's not at all funny, I'm sorry. I'm one of those people who doesn't really like any of Kelson's characters unless they're monster voices.
I was totally gonna say that something for your Ranger memes that you should do is that part where Cat is, like, fighting and she hisses over and over again, like a cat. Yeah. That needs to be a Ranger meme.
I should get some.
I have seen that episode a million times, but, like, just watching it yesterday, I was just like...
She does that every time she fights. She did it when she was...
I know, but I was like, how have I not noticed that, like, this is hilarious? Like, I've noticed it before.
Whenever someone runs their mouth.
Cody, do you have any thoughts?
This is my absolute favorite SPD episode.
My too.
Because I love Kat as a character. I think she's really interesting. I also really like the monster this week. I for some reason, I always remembered, like, that monster's design, because I also like that episode of Deca Ranger that he's from.
That's a very good
And I cannot stand Birdie. Like, I've never, ever, like, well, I don't think you're supposed to like him, but he always, like, got under my skin and shit. It's just overall a really solid episode, and it's one of my, like, fondest memories of, SPD.
Amber, tell me thoughts.
Again, this is something I haven't watched in a really, really long, long, long time. So, or this might have actually been the first time I've watched this episode. But, man, I just love Kat. I think she's so gorgeous. Like, she's so cute. I'm just like, can you be in everything forever?
Like, she does become the Penguin Master in Jungle Fury.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, I was like, she's in Jungle Fury.
I'm just like, yeah, I like that. But I like it whenever, like, you know, like, it's... It's just me on my soapbox. I like it when ladies take the front. Especially in shows like these where it doesn't happen very often. It's just like, please, yes.
I agree.
Especially when she spends so much time behind the scenes, like, for her to finally get, like, a really, really great spotlight episode and her to, like, have something special. You know, be a ranger and all that jazz. And take care of business. And the kids just kind of clean up. I like it. Like,
So, okay, you know how people jump to crazy conclusions based on things that characters say, like maybe their last names being the same as another character, or they allude to certain things? Well, I put myself in the brain of someone who would say something this stupid. So, there was a part where the cat had already left and she didn't say goodbye. And I can't remember who said it, but they said she doesn't
that
like
goodbye.
That was
Doggy.
That's why she didn't say goodbye. Okay, that was Doggy. So immediately that made me think of Lauren, who also doesn't like to say goodbye. And my first thought is somebody's going to say, oh, she's Lauren's great-granddaughter.
Yeah, just like how people say that like Kendall is like Kendrick's daughter.
Yes. I could just see somebody say, oh, she must be related to Lauren because she doesn't like goodbye mm-hmm. either.
It's like, or they're just a very similar archetype.
Like, Emma is Shayla's daughter because she sings.
But it would be really messed up. Like, okay, so Lauren is a white girl descended from Japanese family, okay? And then Kat is an alien from a cat planet of cat people. Yeah. This
cat
totally
people.
Makes sense, y'all.
Yeah.
This is Power Rangers. That makes sense. Let's put it in there. Says Johnson Zakor. Anyways. okay, so any last thoughts on Catastrophe?
It's cute.
You're done? It's cute. All right, Ray, what
well,
is our next
Well, by coincidence, my next episode focuses on another character named Kat. It is a Power Rangers Zeo episode titled A Mystery to Me, in which Kat tries to solve a whodunit case while trying to beat Archerina in a one-on-one duel.
I love that episode.
I'm down.
So I'm down. All right, so yeah, folks listening at home, you have, I guess, 2 weeks to watch that episode. So watch that along with us. Yeah, that too. Or whenever. So yeah, okay, that's all you got to watch if you want to watch along with us. Watch episodes 7 and 8 of Cocker Ranger and that episode from Zio. So yeah, look forward
and
to that.
And you can maybe watch The Ninja.
We'll be reviewing that.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm not going to twist your arm. I'm like, I'm not going to twist
gonna
your arm.
We're not
going to
quiz you on
anything,
or anything like that.
Yeah, there's not going to be a test later. Okay, so that is the end of our review section. So we actually have some awesome
questions
this week. So,
yes.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. Let me refresh my page and make sure. Come on, Chrome. Okay. All right, we have 4 questions, and one is from one of our former co-hosts. So let's talk about that first. So everyone who remembers Shelby... Not the pink Dino Charge Ranger.
Hi, Shelby.
Shelby, our former girl.
Hi, girl.
Shelby. This is a real good question, BT-dubs. So, Shelby wants to know, who has a better butt? Riley, Tyler, Chase,
Coda.
Or Coda?
Hmm.
I think Tyler.
I've seen it in Spider-Man suits. I'm just saying.
It's really hard, okay, because Yoshi with that ass in the
okay,
air.
Okay, yeah, I was just thinking about that.
Plus, I've seen Riley, I've
he
seen,
came from behind.
Yeah, James Davies and Michael Tabor, I've seen them in the spandex from behind, so...
I'm going to go with Coda.
But, I'm going to go with
everybody's
Chase.
Hashtag Ranger Fit.
I'm only excited, and the reason why I say Chase is because of, like, I'm still stuck on that one picture of James Davies doing the split at Primorphicon, and it was just cakes for days. Cakes.
Also,
cakes.
He's more like a unicorn for getting shots like that. Like, Yoshi.
Dude, that was the gayest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, that's look true. Where you are.
It's only fitting.
All right. So, yeah, that was a good question, Shelby. Ask more sexually motivated questions.
Because we need those. We're thirsty.
We're real thirsty. Okay, so our next question comes from Joshua Perry, and this guy has been to our live streams a lot, and he won the autographed Steve Cardenas McDonald's figure for
oh,
me,
really?
I remember. I remember you vividly, Josh. Yeah, he won that for me. He was in there a lot during that live
what
stream,
his,
so that's why I remember
what
him.
What was his handle? His username?
He's probably going to be like, Jay, why don't you know my handle? It's like Red Ranger something. I'm bad at this.
Jay's not good at names.
It's Red Ranger something. I'm not good at creating names. Anywho, so Josh wants to know, do you want to see the extra Deca Rangers, such as Deca Bright and Deca Gold, return in Deca Rangers 10
yes.
years after?
No.
I'll go first.
Sorry.
Okay, members, yes. I will say no to Deca Gold because that didn't really matter at all. I wouldn't mind seeing Deca Bright because I liked Lisa. She was cute.
Or ladies.
I guess.
this doesn't include, like, Shadow Ranger or whatever, Deck Master.
Well, obviously...
Oh, yeah, true. You know what? Deck of Break, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's already confirmed for Eterna. Everybody else, I don't care.
Yeah. I can see that.
Since I've only watched 7 episodes of Deck Ranger, I have no opinion on this, but I do believe that they should just focus on the main characters. Just don't try to shoehorn in extra characters, considering how limited this movie's going to be.
True. And Decca Bright really didn't have much they could continue with her, really. I just liked her in general.
Just want to see the suit again, yeah. Really. Like, just like, oh, hey, look, there they are, waving
that's
hi.
Pretty much it.
Or if they have a big fight, like, you know, they do a couple kicks and flips and stuff like that, and they're done.
They call it the Deca Wars or something?
Yeah. Yes.
Anyways. cool. All right, thanks, Josh, for that question. And keep attending everything.
Everybody.
You're awesome.
Do that.
Okay, everybody. Our next question is from Morphin Legacy's official graphic artist.
Hi,
Austin. We always say hi to Austin.
Of course.
Austin wants to know, now that the dates for PMC5 have been announced, what are your predictions or hopes for the PMC exclusive?
Considering
I hope I get to go.
Same.
I'm planning on going.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure I can get another exclusive somehow. I got another one last
time. What are the hopes for the PMC exclusive?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be
I have a feeling that it's going to be Poissandra.
It better not
considering
be.
Considering every villain has been released except her.
Oh my
I
god, if it's
like
Poissandra.
I will murder somebody.
I feel
if
like
it's Poissandra, I'm going to I'm sorry, Deb.
I feel like you're going to save her for an exclusive.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's that marketable as an exclusive.
Because I don't really see...
I could see... Yeah, because, like, I mean, they want stuff that people are going to really want.
People don't want Poissandra?
Like, I mean... Well, we do, because we like Poissandra, but some people might not even like
especially
her.
Especially the people they usually
I'm just saying, like,
market
they want,
those exclusives
yeah.
to.
Yeah, for think of it. Look at the exclusives in the last 2 Power Morph Cons. The first official one that was sponsored, I guess, whatever. It was the... The red-coated super red
and
ranger,
Mugger with
super samurai red
pants.
Ranger with the boots. Right, so that's easily sellable, obviously, because they sold them. And then the next one was the Wolf Ranger and Titanium Ranger keys, which is also very sellable because they were both there and you know such and such. So I mean, I don't know. It might be just like another one of the rangers they're not releasing as a figure. Maybe they'll be jerks. And they'll only release the female purple.
Or maybe they'll release the male purple as a PMC exclusive. Considering he'll probably
too.
Be
I'm hoping it's
yeah, that way
I
don't have to worry about getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want to have to kill people to get a purple ranger figure as the female version. Because
I will kill
I
people.
Want.
I will trample them.
I will have to attack. I will knock a little kid down. I don't even care.
They got in my way.
Just kidding. Or am I? You got in my way. But yeah, I'm thinking maybe they'll release a figure and then a charger of some kind. Because didn't they unlock a Power Morph Con sound in the Dino Morpher? Dino Charge Morpher? Or was that just the
I think maybe
one?
It was.
I remember there was a Comic Con sound in the Dino Charge Morpher, but I can't remember if there was one for
Morpher. Oh right. Yeah, you're right. Huh. Maybe it's just Comic Con.
If it is Poissandra, I'm going to be so mad because then I'll finally have a reason to get an exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's the Gabu revolver for
the
Kirugou?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't think it'll make an exclusive like a really big electronic toy, though.
Maybe not.
Eh.
You never know.
I don't really go into that whole exclusive vibe.
I do if I really want it.
It's usually, it has to be something really extravagant for me to be like, yes, I will fight people
True.
And get to it. Otherwise...
Well, usually the PMC ones are small enough to where you're like, okay, I'll get it. Like, the Comic-Con ones are huge. Like, they're the ugly-ass-looking Saba
oh, yeah.
that's different. Ugh. Like, that is
I think
Comic-Con is
just
sour. But these ones are generally
exclusives,
smaller.
Though.
Ugh.
I don't even care about other
I know, and we're so tired of Tommy. Please
well, they do that
out.
Crap with other fandoms, too, so. Like, they always release new characters from Monster High at Comic-Con. I'm like, you fucking piece of shit. And then I have to go find somebody to buy them for me, and I get pissed off.
And then the scalpers on eBay are even worse.
Nothing makes Amber madder than fighting people for toys.
Amber smash!
I turn green.
All right, well, thanks, Austin.
I love you,
your
Austin.
Questions.
You're the best.
You're the best. Okay, our last... I don't think we have any on Twitter. I'm not sure if we do or not. But our last question on Facebook is from our good friend, Fred Holly.
Fred!
Remember that guy?
Who?
Hi, Fred. Who?
You better be caught up with the grid. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Fred. I thought you were our number one fan. What is happening? All right, Fred wants to know, what are you most looking forward to the most when Dino Charge returns and when Dino Supercharge begins? He said, hey, it's been a while since I've asked a question. It has been.
More Sledge and Voice Sandra.
Good question.
More Code of
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's obviously. That's
I am very excited for the new Ranger introductions,
yeah.
Like Graphite and all.
I need gold.
I'm very excited.
I'm thirsty for gold.
Gold. And I think Dino Supercharge, what I'm most excited about, is Violet.
I'm interested
in she's not going to be in the first season? She's going to be in Supercharge?
I don't see them doing her in the,
oh my God.
In the first
gonna be
part.
Male purple is going to be there because they were filming.
Yeah.
We saw male purple costume scenes when they were filming the first part of the season.
I'm excited to see the Dino Drive.
Because we didn't even see any. I don't think we saw any of. Did we see any of purple before Dino Supercharge?
No.
Well, it is possible that female purple could get her figure in the Dino Supercharge land and not Dino Charge. Like, so it's not
yeah.
a. So it's like
I think we're done with figures for now.
Yeah, the Dino Charge figures are done, so she has to get.
You gotta save some figures for the next line.
Maybe that's where they're.
Yeah, and if you think about it, like we didn't know. Yeah, and we didn't know that any of those monster figures were going to be released when the first wave came out. So you never know what's coming, really.
Dino
Charge is doing a lot of
different
stuff.
Toys to buy. Dino Charge, yeah, is very good. I can't wait for that to come back. So.
Everything.
Yeah.
Can I check everything on the list?
And should we check in with that Twitter? Is Dino Charge back yet? No.
Damn it.
Not back yet, guys. Sorry. okay, I checked. We have no questions on Twitter, so we're good.
You failed, Twitter.
That was our last question. You failed, Twitter. And I don't even ask Tumblr anymore. Sorry, guys. All right, so I guess that's that for the question segment. So all that's left is to plug it in.
I actually
have
something
ahead,
to plug in this time. Wrote a new Ray's Ramblings today about the Disney era finales, my critiques on them. So you can check
that out. I
read that.
It was really good.
Oh, thank you. You can check that out on the site. You can follow me on Twitter at _Shattery22. You can follow me on Tumblr at Shattery22 and YouTube at Shattery22. And you can also like my Facebook page that I post on sometimes at Ranger Enemy Number 1. Also check the database. It's all done.
Oh, yeah.
My YouTube is TokuFan555, and you can find my other social media stuff on there. Currently, I am working on a movie, and I am being completely attacked by the rubber silicone baby community in the comments on my video.
Oh my god.
No, literally.
So bad.
No, yeah. The commentary, you know, the woman with the rubber baby.
Yeah.
It had like over 1,000 views this morning. Now it's sitting well over 2,500 because the entire community has found my video and is swarming at me. And
that's
it's so fun.
Though.
I'll read some of the comments when we finish recording.
Oh my, I'm so excited.
I was like, I feel
like
we're having a good
I'm
time.
I'm waiting with bated breath because,
yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead, Amber.
You can follow me on social media at pan2dapan, pretty much anywhere, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, all that garbage. You can check out my reviews on Morphin Legacy. I know I'm really behind, but I'm working on them. I'm trying, but this is really hard because the show sucks really.
You know, I wouldn't even mind if you just wrote an article when it was
pretty
over.
Much. I'm tooling around with a format change where I'm only writing like maybe 3 sentences about each episode.
You should just write about Cop Rangers for the site.
I ought to just like do a whole legacy series about Cocker Ranger, and I'll talk about that for hours.
I don't blame you because when I had to do the Super Mega Force review,
like,
it was.
I've tried so hard. I'm working on it. I have 2 episodes that are kind of. That's why I'm tooling around the new format so I can maybe try to get like 3 or 4 out at once. But it's hard, especially life, and it is.
Real.
It really is. Like it's not a labor of love. It's a labor of pain and struggle. So, but definitely hit me up on Twitter if you want to ask me anything. I'll like rant about comics or Power Rangers. It doesn't matter. I'll do both at the same time. Whatever. I'm versatile.
Oh my. As for me, you all should know where to follow me by now. Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram. Live streams every other Saturday. You're listening to The Grid, so that's good. We still got the t-shirt store. That's still open, except for one. All of that is still there. I wanted to mention about the legacy databases. Ray and I recently updated the symbol power database for Samurai and the spell code database for Mystic Force.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful guys. I looked at them recently.
So if you ever wondered, hey, what the hell was that one symbol that Kevin used that one time, it's in there. Yep. Summon rocks! Best samurai move ever, by the way. So yeah, follow me on everything. I wanted to also bring up, too, since last time we had a recording, the United States currently has marriage equality. Yeah. Exciting, right? And the reason why I brought that up just now is because if you hadn't heard us in the last 3 weeks, you probably wouldn't have known that, and if you don't live in America, I guess. And you also wouldn't have known that I compiled a video of all of the tweets and some of Instagram statuses and stuff that Power Ranger actors and crew and stuff posted that day, so I don't have any after that day. And I freaking forgot to put Adelaide Kane in it. I'm so disappointed in myself. But she did it too that day. I just forgot to put her image in there because it was separated all weird. Anyways, look at that video. It's awesome. If you wanted to know which Ranger actors tweeted support that day, especially Amy Jo Johnson, who basically told everyone to fuck off who doesn't
she
like.
She shut that podcast. Damn.
You go, Pagoga.
Yeah, she really did. So I got a little bit
I,
more
like,
respect
had a
for Amy
tear
Jo Johnson
and
now.
I slow-copped it out for her.
I was like, oh, you. Yeah, and then check out all the articles in the front page of Morphin Legacy, and I think that's about it, really, guys. That's the close of episode 67. So I guess everything.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Grid. Be sure to follow all of the hosts on Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, or on their individual sites described within the description. On behalf of all of the Grid hosts, we hope you listen in next week. Thank you, and may the power protect you.
この番組は楽しい時を作る企業バンダイとご覧のスポンサーの提供でお送りしました。